All right, Devosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Kuf Tzadik. Kuf Tzadik. So Pituach HaMikorios HaMachshavtit. So literally the opening, or the Baruch Fisher, can you turn on this middle row of lights here?
This morning,
this
switch here was not working.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the three-way is...
Perfect. Shikoyach. Okay, so we'll say, so again, literally Pituach HaMikorios HaMachshavtit. Literally the opening of the true source of inner thought. Calls man sh'adam lo misponim ba'ofim TV hupona hachutza. I will say, as long as a person is not a thoughtful individual, if a person does not think, then ultimately, again, or I should say, if that person doesn't think, if a person is not a thoughtful or contemplative individual, hupona hachutza. Pona hachutza means that ultimately he's a superficial person. Rak kasher ha'adam margil es atzmo lehisponin od va'od. It's only once a person goes ahead and really habituates himself with constant contemplation, la'at la'at yimtza es atzmo, l'famim shakua b'soch atzmo. So I'll say, if a person, this is actually interesting, person conditions himself to be a contemplative individual, he will find that at times he is shakua, totally immersed within himself. V'kach b'meshech hazman ye'asa adam pinimiyos, and therefore over time he will become a more contemplative, inner focused individual, ma'amik yoser, a deeper person. So I'll say what he's describing over here is a person who conditions himself to become contemplative. I condition myself to become thoughtful. Kimuvan kol tofach yuvis yeshla tofas levai shitzarach ladaas lishlo osam. So we'll say, as we know, every positive action also has a potential negative part to it, just like every negative action has a potential positive part to it. And life is all about trying to go ahead and refine our actions, isolating the positive in things and really isolating the negative as well. So he gives an interesting, he says, Lefamim, Roim Anoshim Omdim Betachanas Otobus. You know, sometimes we see somebody standing at a bus stop, and what happens? You see them literally immersed in something. Lididam ha'otobus adayin lo higia, ukinira gam af pam lo yachlof. Shikum b'soch hasman. You know, you see people like this. They're lost in thought. They're waiting for the bus, but the truth is, if the bus never comes, they might be totally okay as well. Zeu bevadai tolada shalilis me'odam ma'ayin. So you see this, now that, which is, if you ask a person, is that a positive or a negative trait? So most people would say what? It's negative, right? The guy's a daydreamer. He's a daydreamer. He's just whatever. So the truth is, that might be true. There's no question that a person could become a daydreamer and just totally lost in thought, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But there is a way. The aspect of becoming a contemplative or thoughtful person who could become at times lost in thought is not a negative thing. Not only is it not bad, but it's actually good. Not only is it not just, it's not just good, but what? It's something that is absolutely necessary. But Muna has cholas hagilui hapnimi shebikirbo. But also the ability to become lost in thought, the ability to become lost in thought represents the building blocks or the beginnings of becoming a contemplative individual. Im adam lo ya'ayin, if a person doesn't think, im lo mispon, a person doesn't contemplate, hubona achutza, he's simply building a superficial life. Ein lo gilui mikori shal ha'ani shebo. He has no true understanding or true inner revelation as to what the inner eye is. Yeshlam anashim she'inam yodim mahim ohavim umayim lohavim. This is something, an amazing thing. You have some people who don't know what they love and don't know what they don't love. We'll say, what does that mean? Ein lahem shum gilui shel etzem ha'ani. They don't really know themselves. We'll say, this is very true. You know, there's so many of us that just simply define ourselves by what we do. And that becomes the totality of our existence and identity, that we don't really even know who we are. What do I really love? I don't mean a superficial level. What do we really love? What do we really despise? What do we want to accomplish? What do we want to do? What are the things that are important to us? And the truth is, for many of us, if we were asked to put those things down on a piece of paper, you know, I was at a luncheon on Shabbos for the Shabbos project, and they had a speaker there, and one of the things that he did is he went around the room, and he asked everyone, "What are you working on? What are you working on?" And it was amazing because the first couple of people said, it was a group of students. So the first couple of people said, "Well, I'm working on getting my degree." He said, no. He said, "Let me explain something to you." He said, "This is what happens in the world. When you ask people what they're working on, people assume that you're asking a professional question. Right? What stage of your career are you? You're a student, you're this." He says, "I don't want to know what you're working on as a student or as a professional. I want to know what you're working on as a person." And I'll tell you, what was interesting to note is, for most people, it's not a simple question to answer. Not because we're not working on things, but because I'm doing this, I'm doing that. What am I working on, like as a global life project? That's not my career. It took people, it was very interesting to see, it took people a little bit of time. Thank God my wife answered for me, which was very good. So you know, it's just very interesting to see what he's talking about over here. We don't really even know, like, who we are. What do I love? What don't I love? What am I working on? So you can have a person who might be able to answer that question of what do you love, what don't you love, what's important to you, what's not important to you. But the truth is, very often the answers to those questions is gleaned from a very superficial analysis of life. There are kochos that we have, we'll say, within ourselves. But in order to reach them, the only way to access the kochos that we have inside is to, through inner contemplation. The more we contemplate, the more I contemplate, little by little, I will go ahead and reveal a koach hapnimi, an inner koach within myself that I was not known to me, and that's the koach ha'iyuni, the ability to contemplate. Apir, also listen to this. So again, just so you understand, because as you've seen already, his style is often he'll repeat the same things, but in different ways. But the yisod that we're ultimately developing is that in order to really understand who I am, I have to become a thoughtful individual, which again is not rocket science. Actually makes a lot of sense once it's stated like this. To really know who I am, I have to be able to develop the art of contemplation and inner thought. I will say, listen to this. He says, Api mechkarim, based on science, Adam minatzel, achuz katan ma'od mikoach ha'chashiv shemokor. I will say, so we know scientifically that a person only uses very little of his brain capacity. We all use only very little of our brain capacity. Beprat beidan hamida shayamino. Excuse me. Beprat beidan hamidia shayamino. Einena murgala machshav. I will say, it's an amazing thing, right? So what's the danger of the society in which we live in today? You know, you go ahead. I always, this to me is amazing. So you'll see somebody says, "Oh, did you hear about this and this and that?" So where did you hear about it? I read about it on a blog. Hey, so you read about it on a blog. So blog is some schnook who made a blog, and could, not everybody is a schnook who writes a blog, but I'm saying, you know, some guy who just goes ahead and just majority just decides to write whatever it is. But the fact that you can find it on the World Wide Web means that what? Means that suddenly it has some chashivas to it. And it's amazing, it's meisim b'choyom, that people, our ideas and our opinions are forged by simply what we read and what we see. And that there's, it's not us, that's the way people are. But today, it's a much greater problem because there is such incredible immediate access to all of this stuff that's written by individuals that often is not necessarily rooted in any kind of significant truth, but yet we read it. And even if we try to say that we dismiss it or we don't believe it, you know what happens, Rabbi Sai? It's embedded in your subconscious, right, or in your consciousness, that once you read something and you absorb that information, it's very hard to simply purge that from your mind. So he says, we're not accustomed to thinking. We kind of get our information from various outlets. That information is pumped into us, and we don't really need to think all that much. I'll say, listen to this. This is great. Hayom kvar yesh machsher nivat derech. Today, we even have something called what? A GPS, right? What does the GPS tell us? Adam lo tzarich lada'as im lifnos yemina simola livdok. Today, I don't even have to think about turning right or turning left or checking signs. Hamachshir tap of kuf tzadik aleph. Hamachshir moralo. The machine tells me exact. Computer tells me what to do. Sa yemina, sa smola. Go right here. Go left over here. Bramzor. Bramzo smola achareze yemina, at the intersection make a left, then make a right, atzur, stop here, poshet adam mituchanas. So we'll say, it's amazing, right? That again, we don't really have to think. We don't really have to contemplate anything because we're able to get our information quickly. We're able to get our directions quickly. And ultimately, again, while this certainly serves many positive benefits, we also have to at least contemplate a little bit that this may erode the very notion of human contemplation. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem at the top of Kuf Tzadik Aleph tomorrow. Sorry.